camera, stranger, so I can see you better. Above you, over to your right. Oh, my dear friend, you are completely soaked. You seem in desperate need of help. But unfortunately, I don't open the doors for humans. I mean, unexpected visitors this late. Oh, what a dilemma. I wish I could tell you to just go away and leave me in peace. But my pure, sensitive heart simply cannot bear leaving you standing out in the rain like that. And you do seem to have a friendly face. All right. Hurry up on, darling. You may enter.
I'll have my servant fetch you some dry clothes immediately.
Oh dear, oh dear. Mistress is right. You are dripping wet. Are you okay? Here, I brought you a towel and a robe. What on earth happened to... Dear Lord of Darkness, where are my manners? I'm so taken by surprise by your unexpected and sudden arrival that I completely forgot to introduce myself. My name is Esmeralda, and I am the dutiful servant which serves the good mistress of this house. But you can call me Es. A sincere apologies for my dreadful appearance in these ragged old clothes, but I'm sure you understand that I don't cook and clean with my fancy pants on. You know, these robes are actually kept exclusively for only our most esteemed guests. But I'm sure you'll find they fit you quite nicely. Did you know that we've lived here for nearly 100 years now? Isn't that neat? Wait, did I say that right? What I meant to say was, we have lived here for so long, it feels like 100 years. But do forgive me. I feel like you might like some privacy while getting out of those wet and dirty clothes, yes? I'll just hang this robe over here on the chair for you. You can hang your wet clothes on the chair too. That's fine. I'll make sure they get back to you all nice and dry. Please, make yourself comfortable. I'll come back to check in with you in a minute. I'll leave you to it. Good. You're finally dressed. I just spoke to our good old mistress. She would like to inform you that she's waiting for you in the lounge area upstairs. She's just dying to meet you. Furthermore, she has asked me to cook up dinner for you too. A meal, she said, that is worthy of kings. And that will be absolutely no problem whatsoever. So, I hope you're hungry. We want our guests to feel the uttermost welcome during their stay with us. But first, what do you say I point you to the lounge? Excellent. Follow me. It's right here up the stairs. You know, sometimes I secretly wish we had an elevator. Although, all this walking does do wonders for my legs. Keeps them nice and toned, you see? How's the temperature? It's not too cold, is it? That's good. It can get pretty chilly in here. Okay, this way now. After you. At the the end of this hallway, you'll find two doors. Take the one on your right. Do you think you can manage the rest of the way by yourself? Wonderful. I'd better get busy cooking up that dinner now. Just follow the candlelights. See you soon. And good luck.
Well, if it isn't the man of the hour, it's a true pleasure to make your acquaintance. Welcome to my humble abode. My name is Celine, and I live here with my servant, who I believe you've just met. Oh, perhaps be a dear and close the door behind you. Thank you. It gets a little drafty in here sometimes. Now please, sit, darling. I'm guessing you got lost out there in the woods, am I right? Oh, you got separated from your friends. Ah, yes. That must have been quite an unpleasant experience. The woods can be a dangerous place when you're out there on your own. Especially in this weather. So glad you found me when you did. I'm sure that all of your friends are just fine too. Unless some hungry blood-sucking monster ate them, of course. Oh, I do apologize. My attempts at humor are sometimes misplaced. Please, do try and relax. You are safe now. It's just been so long since I had any company, you know. I just don't get that many visitors anymore these days. It's a little lonely sometimes. Except, of course, when you do get visitors and they just don't seem to want to leave. Quite frustrating, don't you agree? Ah, have no fear. You can stay here for as long as you need. But I don't think you're going anywhere for quite some time. I mean, not until that storm finally clears, at least. So I guess for now, I'm afraid you're stuck here with me. Oh, that must be my servant with some refreshments. Come in, dear.
Good evening, lady and gentlemen.
What have you got for a servant? I'm so sorry. I know I keep calling her my servant, but I can assure you that she works here of her own free will. Isn't that right, my dear?
Of course, mistress. Whatever you say. Here you go, stranger. Have some warm tea. Would you like some too, mistress?
Oh, no. Thank you. All that caffeine just makes me go a bit cuckoo.
Yes, quite right. Careful now, stranger. It's hot. Should I bring up some cookies or snacks?
No, that won't be necessary. We wouldn't want to lose our appetite for later now, would we?
You're absolutely right.
So, perhaps it's best if you continue working on that mighty feast now then?
Yes, indeed. I will take my leave then. I'll see you two at the dinner table.
Good. Now then, where were we? Ah, yes. I think you were going to compliment me on the sexy dress I'm wearing. Don't be embarrassed now. I see the way you look at me. It's pretty obvious how your eyes gaze upon this gorgeous body of mine. Don't be nervous. It's okay. I am absolutely mesmerizing. I know. Everybody knows that. I put this outfit on just for you, baby. The moment I laid my eyes on you, I knew I had to have you. How's the tea? Feeling a little sleepy? It is quite potent, isn't it? My servant does have the ability to whip out some extremely powerful potions. Oh, why don't you hand that cup over to me? We wouldn't want you spilling tea all over my Transylvanian carpet now, would we? Yes, that's a good boy. Just let yourself fall into that chair. It's hard to keep your eyes open, isn't it? Don't fight it. Resistance is futile. Now sleep, my little pet. Wakey, wakey, my little sunshine. Ah, good. You're back. How was your little nap? You know, sometimes our sedatives are just a little too strong and they don't wake up at all. But I'm relieved to see you're still with us. Now that I have your full attention again, I'd like to welcome you to the dinner table. As you already might have guessed, you're actually in my dungeon right now. Completely naked and tied to our table. I promise that those bindings on your wrists and ankles have been safely secured. So, trying to break free from them would be a silly idea now, don't you agree? Yes. We will begin in just a short moment. I'm just waiting for my companion, who should be back any second now. Ah, speak of the devil.
Surprise!
You remember Esmeralda, don't you?
Happy to see me again, stranger. Bet I look a little more flattering now, huh?
Oh, you look absolutely ravishing, darling.
Why, thank you. Oh, he didn't really think I was cooking up a meal for him, did he?
How fortunate that men are so easily fooled.
I'm very glad, but next time you get to dress up as a servant... That disguise was absolutely horrible. I think I still have some dust in my hair.
Oh, don't be silly, dear. You looked so cute as my little minion. Didn't she look cute, stranger? Come stand next to me in the light, darling, so he can see us better.
Do you think he likes my sexy outfit?
Oh, I know he does. You see, stranger, she's not actually my servant at all. She's my best friend, who's actually a vampire. Just like me. And we've been friends for how long now?
Pretty high number of decades. But we are not only friends. Don't forget to tell him that we're lovers, too.
Of course. I was about to mention that. And I am so lucky to have you.
Likewise, babe.
Now back to our little guest over here. Oh, do you know what we do with cute little boys like you?
We bring them back to our castle, where we enslave them.
That's right. And why do we do that?
Because we love playing with our food.
Exactly. And you, my boy, look absolutely delicious.
Shall we get started? I'm absolutely starving.
Me too. Let's begin before our dinner turns cold.
Should we do this at the same time?
Sure, why not? Why don't I start with his cock while you play with his balls a bit?
Fine. But don't try to take the best parts for yourself again.
Oh, I would not dare. We can alternate and join hands along the shaft.
Sounds good.
Yes. Just like that.
I love the way he's just gawking at us.
What's the matter, sweetie? You look confused.
Oh, maybe he thought we were going to sink our teeth into him and drink his blood.
Oh, but we will. But like we said before, we like to play with our food. It's been so long since we've had a man in here, and we're both starving for some nice hard cock. We want to get our hands all over it.
I want to bite him.
Oh, me too. But that would ruin all the fun.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I do like stroking and playing with his cock, though. Oh, it turns me on so much.
Do you like the way our soft hands feel on your hardening cock, sweetie?
Yes, he does.
Why don't you give it a little spit, dear?
Good idea.
Not too close now. We wouldn't want your lips to accidentally touch.
Oh, no, I'd better be careful.
Little more. Yes. There you go. Feel how our hands glide much better now?
Up and down.
Soft and firm strokes. Why don't you lower that pretty little mouth of yours a little?
Toward his cock?
Yes. Do it slowly.
Like that?
Yes. So close now.
Will she lick you with her tongue?
Or will she bite you with her fangs?
We call this vampire massage. Don't worry, we don't usually bite men's penises.
Not usually, no.
Should we go a bit faster now?
Okay, but not too fast, you hear? We don't want him to accidentally start ejaculating and spreading all over the place.
No, I'll be gentle, but not too gentle.
How does that feel?
It feels so good in my hands. Yes, yes, yes. Let me jerk that fucking cock. We're fucking your cock with our hands, Katie.
All right. Just take it one step lower.
Let's go just a little faster. Yes.
Easy now.
I'm gonna melt that cock with everything I've got.
No, calm down. Okay, stop. Little too excited there.
Oh, fuck, I know. I nearly blew it. Or should I say, he nearly blew it.
Indeed, he did.
Look, it's twitching.
How about we do something else?
Oh, I know. We should suck his cock for real now. But can I be the first one to do it?
Well, I suppose I should let you. After having played my servant so well and all. Okay. He's all yours.
Thank you. Come to mama. It tastes so good.
Enjoy this moment with us while it lasts, sweetie. You never know when we get tired of playing with you. We might just keep you around for longer, but only if you promise to be a good boy for us.
It would be such a waste of time to discard him like the others.
My point, exactly. He's such a cute little plaything, isn't he? So, How does her mouth feel on your cock? Feels good, doesn't it? The way she skillfully moves up and down the length of your shaft. She's had quite a few years of experience, I can assure you. Oh, that's a good girl. There you go. Such a hungry little mouth. Why don't I entertain you with a little show of my own? How about a little strip tease while she keeps sucking and slurping on that throbbing cock? I know you've been anxious to see what's underneath. Let me show you. I'm going to make this short and sweet. First, my dress. Behold my stunning body. Now get ready, good boy. Feast your eyes on these astonishing boobs.
It's so fucking amazing.
They're quite breathtaking, aren't they? Now, do you want to see my cute little pussy in this hot ass? You like? That's it. Gaze at my beauty. Be in awe of this perfect body. I'm so incredibly fit and sexy. It makes me want to touch myself. I've actually only started taking working out seriously since the late 70s. But I hope it shows. Good. Esmeralda, I think you lubricated him well enough for me now. I'm ready to ride his cock.
By all means.
Now, be a good boy and don't move.
No, he isn't going anywhere.
Okay, listen up, boy. I'm going to slide down on you with this hot, wet pussy of mine. And then I'm going to ride you mercilessly until I come. Got that, dear? Help me get on top of him, Es.
Let's get you straddled.
Now, come here, boy.
Ever had vampire pussy before, boy?
Unlikely.
Can I fuck him after you're done?
Oh, Es. Honey, you have fangs inside your pussy, remember?
But Celine...
Do you remember what happened to the last time you tried to have sex?
Darn it. It did not go so well.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty. So, don't you think you'd appreciate being fucked by something a little bit more inviting?
I suppose so.
Then it's agreed. Time for me to get fucked. Ready, my little plaything? Here comes my tight, wet vampire pussy.
Does it feel good?
It feels fucking amazing. I'm riding him so good. I'm a hot, delicious fucker, and I...
You most certainly are. I'm getting so hot and wet watching you two. He's such a lucky boy for having you bounce on top of him like that. Do you like how your mistress fucks you like that? Oh, fuck. It slipped out.
It's fine. Let me just grind on him with my perfect, delicious pussy. You like that? The way my pussy lips slide up and down the length of your shaft. Mm-hmm. want me to fuck you again?
Oh, does he want to go back inside?
Oh, yes. Let's put him back in.
Here, let me help you.
Nice, a helping hand. Oh. 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 Why don't you rub my clit a little while you're at it?
My pleasure, Celine. Does that feel nice?
Uh-huh.
I want to suck on your nipples.
Oh, go for it. Oh, fuck. I'm already getting close now. Help me. I want to come. I want to come. Hold me, so I don't fall off the table.
Okay, I got you. Fucking good, babe. Come all over that cock.
You bet your ass I will. It's fucking nice and fast now.
Yeah, there you go. Give it to me. I bet it feels so good the way that pussy is gliding up and down your dick, huh? She's fucking you so hard and fast now. Why don't you try and thrust into her?
I'm so close.
Let me help you.
I'm gonna come.
Yes, please do it. Come for me. Come on, this cock.
Yes, I'm coming.
Yeah, good point. Make her come. Come. That was hot as hell.
Felt good too.
Oh my god. You're tripping all over his fucking balls now. I think he's gonna blow his load inside your pussy if you're not careful.
In that case, I better not move anymore then. Let me just sit on him.
He's balls deep inside that tight, wet slit of yours.
But I'm not going to let you come just yet, boy. You can argue all you want. Oh.
Oh, he's trying to thrust. He needs to come so bad right now.
Oh. Oh. We shouldn't waste his precious seed, however. Let's make him explode inside your mouth so we can share and swallow every last drop.
Yes, I'm quite in the mood for a nice little snack.
So am I. As honey, help me get off of him.
Oh no. Oh. Say goodbye to her sweet little pussy.
Okay, now move down between his legs. I'm going to milk out every last drop. And he's going to shoot it all into your mouth, okay?
That sounds delicious.
Just get ready to open that mouth as that cum starts flying. I'm going to jerk him off so nice and fast he won't last 10 seconds.
Oh, I'm so ready, Slime. Give me that hot, sticky load.
Here we go. Oh, that feels good, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. My pretty little hand back on that hard cock. I bet your balls must be aching so bad right now. Watch Esmeralda sitting right in front of you with her mouth open wide.
Be a good boy for me and give me that hot sticky load of yours.
10. 9. 8. Want me to go faster? 7. So close now. 6. Are you ready to shoot that hot cum on the slutty mouth of a pretty little vampire girl? Yeah. 5. Ready, S? 4.
I want that cum so bad.
Let's try and not spill too much of it. 3. Be a good boy for us.
Please be my good boy.
2. You're so close. One. Do it now. Come for us.
Please shoot your load deep in my mouth.
Yes. Come for mistress. Oh my. Good boy. That's it. Good boy. Oh look. It's just putting out of him. All over her face and cheeks too. Oh, good boy. So much cum. Give up every last drop. Such a good boy. Yes, give us all that cum. We are so proud of you. I didn't expect that much. You came all over her. No matter. Do you have what we need, S? Then let's have a taste. Kiss me, darling.
So good.
It's delicious. You got some on your face there. Here, let me lick it off. You really gave it to Yo.
I know. He's a sneaky little devil, isn't he?
He sure is. Well, our good little boy. That was a nice appetizer.
Is it finally time to eat, Selene?
Yes, my dear. On to the main course. Ready?
So ready.
Then let's dig in.